Oh, let us move on to item number four, which is the progress update on the West Kowloon Cultural District. Toilet break, maybe? Okay. 3 minutes toilet break. Okay.
I need to declare conflict of interest because I'm involved. 等你宣布先啦，好。
Okay, let's get ready. Here we go. Okay. All right, so let us resume. Please get seated. I hope you have refreshed a bit. So this is item four, progress report on the West Kowloon Cultural District, our paper TFK/10/2018. So I would like to welcome the following representatives from the project proponents to the meeting. From Civil Engineering and Development Department, Mr. Edmund Chen, Chief Engineer, S2, and Ms. Justina Kwok, Senior Architect, Bracket S, and from West Kowloon Cultural District Authority, WKCDA, Mr. Derek Sun, Head of Planning and Development, Mr. YC Ng, Head of Technical Services, Mr. Patrick Lam, Senior Traffic and Transport Engineer, and Mr. Julian Wong, Urban Designer. Welcome. So I'd like to invite members to declare interest, if any. Freddie and then Raymond.
Would like to declare interest because I'm directly involved in one of the projects in West Kowloon Cultural District.
So which project is it?
Palace Museum.
If this is in relation to the Palace Museum, I think you would refrain from giving comments. All right. For the other items, especially in general circulation within West Kowloon Cultural District and other items, please feel free to raise your comments.
Thank you.
Raymond?
Yes, I'm a member of the West Kowloon Committee. Yeah. West Kowloon, the Development Committee. Yeah, I'm a member of them. So, am I to leave here for a break? Yeah, that would be great because I still want to have my lunch.
All right. So I believe this development committee is relatively involved in all aspects of the running of the West Kowloon Cultural District. Am I correct? So in this case, then Raymond, maybe you can stay and refrain from giving comments. Okay. Good. So with that, may I now invite, and as a background, I would like to inform members that WKCDA would like to, in this meeting, update members on the development progress of WKCD. And to follow up on this report, the Secretariat is also liaising with the authority on a visit to the area on the 31st of January, which is a first day morning, so that members, you can have a better understanding of the issues of concern on the site. So with that, I would like to invite Mr. Derek Sun to present this paper. Please try to keep it within 20 minutes. Derek, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to go through the presentation by Cantonese.
Please wait. Okay.
剛才主席也有介紹，多謝主席。剛才主席也有介紹，我們西九很高興今次再有機會來到開放事務委員會去講解一下西九發展的進程，以及也都是我估計現在西九逐步有些成型的發展，接駁的改善也是大家很關注，這方面我們都會落墨多些。睇翻成個西九唔同設施嗰個圖，咁我估大家都可能以前都有好多機會去睇過啦，再可以refresh下大家嘅記憶。一陣間會講到戲曲中心啦，戲曲中心就喺成個西九嘅最東邊廣東道呢一度嘅，咁就嚟會完成開幕㗎啦。咁另外有M家博物館啦，就喺呢一邊就會係近住 Element 即係九龍站嗰邊。咁另外咧就公園，一陣間都會提到嗰個進程。咁頭先 Freddie 提過啦，故宮博物館啦，咁亦都之前咧有提過我哋嗰個 ACE， 即係關於展覽中心同一啲酒店辦公室嘅設施，就係喺呢一方面嘅。咁另外即係喺呢一個位置嘅。咁另外咧就係嗰個演藝綜合劇場，就喺呢一個藝術廣場呢個位。咁亦都會見到有一個天橋嘅連接咧，就去翻 Element 嗰邊。咁呢個就係主要嗰個環境。咁你會睇到就係、主要係集中喺西邊一大部分，同埋東邊有戲曲中心。咁點解即係中間冇乜嘢嘅咧？咁當然規劃上有好多唔同嘅設施，大家睇到。咁但係就話工程咧就會係最近先開始比較積極去開展。咁我估大家都知道嘅原因咧，主要都係因為我哋高鐵嘅工程咧就係都係今年就完成咗啦，亦都開通咗啦。咁有關相關喺我哋西九嘅關於高鐵嘅地盤咧，亦都陸續交翻俾。西九，咁當然我哋都唔敢怠慢，就盡快喺呢個地盤上面開展我哋嘅發展同埋工作。 逐個講一講啦。咁呢個係戲曲中心啦。咁戲曲中心咧就嗰個 occupation 個 OP 即係嗰個入伙紙就喺今年較早時已經攞到啦。咁而家咧亦都密羅緊鼓啊，真係緊鼓嚇，因為會開鑼鼓啦。咁咧就去籌備個開幕嘅工作啊，包括攞唔同嘅牌照啊等等，咁都喺度密羅緊鼓做緊嘅。咁第一個預演咧就會喺今個月嘅月尾。就會是演出的了。好M 家博物館，咁大家如果留意報章都可能知道我哋有少少阻滯嘅喺個工程上面。咁而家金門呢就我哋已經係即係委聘咗去做睇返我哋成個嗰、那個呢、這個項目嘅，咁已經係九月佢哋都到任咗。咁我哋呢亦都喺較早前兩個禮拜前呢做咗一個平頂嘅儀式啦，因為個 M 家博物館呢亦都已經係起到去頂嗰度啦，即係個工程已經恢復正常㗎啦。咁嗰個係在明年年底前完成咧，仍然是我哋嗰、那個成個發展嗰、那個目標。咁啊，而家係盡量追翻啲時間嚇。公園啦，咁公園大家都好關注，咁就喺嗰個西邊嘅海濱係主要個公園嘅部分啦。咁大家睇到呢幅空中照片咧，都見到嗰個大草坪啊等等唔同嘅設施。咁成個呢個公園嘅第一期咧，已經喺今年較早時開幕嘅。咁而家開幕咗嘅部分咧，其實就包括咗大家睇到呢個草坪嘅部分啦，右邊嘅一啲海濱長廊嘅部分啦，都已經開放咗俾公眾㗎啦。咁有留意我哋咧，都有一啲表演啊嘅項目啊 ，free space 啊，各樣嘅所謂呢、這個呢、這個表演咧，亦都喺上面進行緊。咁剩翻嘅部分咧，就會主要係靠翻呢一邊呢一、這個就係我哋個 free space 嗰一部分啦，一間會講啦，就係、是、一個黑劇場啦，同埋再過翻東邊嘅一啲餐飲設施。咁呢個咧都會喺明年第一季咧就會係可以開到嘅。咁呢個 free space 啦，咁就係喺嗰個藝術公園嘅中央啦。咁有個黑盒劇場可以坐到450人嘅。咁黑盒劇場即係話嗰個入面嗰啲座位啊，各樣嘢啦，都係可以有啲比較自由嘅分配編配嘅。咁亦都可以有一啲企喺度，譬如嗰啲live house 嗰類嘅表演啦，可以容納到900人一齊喺度享用嘅。咁會亦都喺明年年頭咧會攞到入伙紙。咁另外咧就喺翻嗰個海濱長廊嗰邊咧，其實我哋而家有個工程做緊咧，就係、是、個 temporary pavilion， 一個臨時嘅小亭咁樣嘅設施，咁係一個小型嘅設施啦，就係喺2017年嘅時候咧，我哋做過一個設計比賽，咁啊主要係吸引一啲年輕嘅建築師同埋設計師咧去參與嗰個設計。咁呢個大家睇到大致個設計個模樣啦，咁都會可以有啲小型表演啦，可以去做到啦，亦都係配合翻成個維港嘅景色。咁而家亦都係工程進行緊，喺明年一月會完成。咁另外就係香港故宮博物館啦，咁嗰個打裝嘅工程亦都已經開展咗啦。咁喺明年嘅五月咧就會應該開始上蓋工程，2021年尾完成。另外就係呢個 Lyric Theatre 嗰個演藝劇場，演藝劇場咧就係近翻我哋個 Element 嗰個天橋嗰個部分嘅，咁、那個地庫咧大家已經見到係即係開挖緊啦，大家圖片見到係一個即係、就是、開挖緊個地庫嘅工程，咁會喺到而家喺九月咧就話40% 嘅開挖工程已經完成咗啦，咁主要係用一啲等船去將個泥運走啦，咁所以對個交通嘅影響係比較可以盡量減少啦。咁另外成個 work package 仲有 L2 嚇，即係同 Lyric 有關嘅叫 L2 咧，咁亦都係開展咗，咁亦都包括呢一個部分嘅海濱嗰部分。嘅一個 promenade 咧，亦都係成個 Lyric Theatre 嘅工程嘅一部分。咁個預計嗰個完成日期咧，就係、是、去到2023，因為呢個工程咧比較複雜，同埋係要有一個綜合地庫要先建嘅嚇。好啦，咁跟住其實就會中間嘅，頭先我講過話高鐵俾翻我哋嗰部分啦。咁就因為一啲公務工程，咁我就交翻俾CDD 嘅同事去同大家介紹一下。
好啊，唔該曬阿 Ken。咁就睇到投影片嘅左手邊咧，其實第三區嘅綜合地庫咧已經係 under construction， 即係已經係起緊嘅啦。咁我哋依家喺第二區嘅綜合地庫咧，我哋就喺設計階段。 咁大家都知道綜合地庫其實就係西九發展圖嘅其中一個比較重要嘅元素啦。咁喺下面嘅交通咧，即係交通就可以喺地下行車路嗰度喺度行啦，變咗咧喺上邊嗰、那個空間咧就可以俾人士咧就可以愛嚟做一個享用，亦都可以係為將來嘅文化發展俾一個適合嘅地盤佢哋嘅。咁我哋喺張圖可以見到地下行車路啦，即係綜合地庫裏面嘅地下行車路啦，喺第一層嘅，喺地庫嘅第一層啦，咁就會接駁咗依家現有嘅柯士甸道西嘅地下行車路啦。如果喺左手邊嘅話咧，就會係接駁將來第三區嘅地下行車路嘅。咁我哋嚟緊就會上立法會攞呢、這個撥款啦。咁如果係撥款，即係嗰個立法會批准之後嘅話咧，我哋預算咧就係喺綜合地庫嘅第二 A 區咧，就會喺下年嘅年中咧係開始。咁我交翻俾阿 Ken 講其他，交翻俾阿 Derek 講其他啦。
其他關於接駁改善嘅，咁其實都有好幾次報告過嗰、那個Marine Access， 即係喺海路點樣嚟到西九嗰個問題。咁其實而家咧喺避風塘係有一個landing step 嘅，即係可以上岸嘅。咁呢個係原有嘅設施嚟嘅，咁亦都會係而家預計同會西九咧係會攞埋呢一個landing step 咧去做一啲改善，成為我哋海濱長廊一部分。咁呢個係會交俾我哋做嘅，而家暫時未暫時仍然係政府嘅一個 landing step。咁另外一部分咧係近翻啲我哋西九比較中心啲嘅位置。咁我哋咧其實有一系列嘅技術嘅研究咧做咗，亦都同海事處亦都有溝通。咁而家咧最後咧都會係大致咧係可以定到啊嗰個 proposed marine access 咧喺呢個位。咁喺西九嘅發展嚟講咧，因為佢亦都近住嗰個藝術公園啦，有啲大型嘅表演可以幫到手嗰個人流啦。咁亦都係一啲中心部分嘅發展。場館亦都係距離佢比較近，咁我哋都相信一個比較理想啲嘅位置嚟嘅。咁而家咧應該係一啲最後嘅階段啊，譬如爭取一啲政策嘅支持啊，人流方面點樣啊，點樣配合水上的士各方面嘅發展啊。咁而家係一個最後階段，咁希望可以喺短期內開工嘅，係啊，即係開展嘅設計啦嚇，詳細嘅設計。咁另外一啲接駁嘅服務咧，就係呢個柯士甸道呢個行人嘅接駁系統，係一個 subway 嚟嘅。咁圖上面見到咧，其實係嗰、那個呢、這個柯士甸站嘅範圍，咁亦都預留咗一個位置咧，係可以出到喺柯士甸道西嘅底咧，係可以出到。咁而家咧就係可以做埋綠色嘅部分咧，就可以接駁到戲曲中心嘅地庫嘅範圍。咁啊，而家係已經開咗工啦，喺五月嘅時候，咁2020年就會完成嘅。咁另外頭先亦都提到啦，係嗰個藝術廣場咧，就係會直接駁到去 Element 呢一個叫做藝術廣場天橋啦。咁咧就我哋係會喺今年年底咧係招標興建嘅。咁希望我哋今次去立法會攞錢會順利啦。咁就會喺2019年開工，2021年完成。咁咧，呢個都會係我哋成個西九咧一個重要嘅行人嘅一個接駁嚟嘅。咁我哋希望可以依時配合到M 加博物館啊，同埋即係松 3B 各樣嘅藝術廣場啊，各樣嘅發展嚇。咁另外咧就係呢個無人駕駛嘅小車嘅試驗計劃。咁呢個咧，上次其實喺我哋嗰個文件都有提過，咁委員咧亦都有好多唔同嘅意見啦，好多謝大家。咁我哋再提一提，而家其實係一個試驗計劃啦，咁就係主要係作為一個喺公園或者其後嘅海濱長廊一個輔助嘅交通系統。因為大家咧，希望大家理解咧，其實西九嗰個海濱長廊咧都相當長嘅，即係有2.幾公里咁長啦。咁啊，亦都有一個比較大啲嘅公園，成個休憩用地嘅範圍有23公頃。咁尤其是早期咧嗰、那個接駁嘅系統咧未完善嘅時候咧，其實我哋都好希望有各種嘅輔助系統可以幫助到個人流啦。尤其是一啲譬如一家大細啊，推住 BB 車啊，或者甚至係有需要輪椅嘅人士咧，都可以比較暢達去到西九公園嘅唔同地方。咁係咪無人駕駛可能唔係重點嚟嘅，即係有少少兼備啦呢個。咁但係咧，我亦都係有個好處咧，因為佢係亦都係好 我哋而家嗰個程式咧，係會好小心咁樣去控操控呢架車呢架小車嘅。咁啊，個速度亦都唔係好高嘅。咁如果大家有興趣咧，應該可以再討論多啲。咁啊，今日大致想報告嘅就係咁多，多謝各位。
多謝曬。咁啊，或者其實咧，我諗其實之前咧，秘書處咧係 circulate 嚟咗一啲嘅資料啦，係咪啊？咁跟住咧，有啲委員咧就係、是、提出咗一啲意見嘅。咁喺會之前咧 ，CEDD 同埋 WKCDA 咧亦都有一啲 written 嘅 responses。咁我諗喺 email 上面咧，有啲 member 就會比較即係 vocal 一啲，或者即係 active 一啲去俾自己嘅意見啦。咁我所以我就想請 WKCD 喺度嘅時候咧，大家其他 member 即係亦可以發表一下自己嘅意見，咁亦都可以團隊可以直接回應一下。嚇，阿 Andy。
Thank you, Madam Chair. Great, good to see lots of projects happening, coming close to completion. I just wanted to ask about, Derek mentioned a lot of things about improving connectivity, which is also a good thing to see. But I just wonder what's going to happen in the interim. You're going to have a sort of cluster of completed facilities at the western end of the project, and you've got Zishu Centre some considerable distance away at the east end. Then you've got the XRL station with its nice new plaza that currently leads nowhere. I know the reasons behind this. I know why there's this big hole, if you like, in the middle of the site. And eventually when you've done your integrated basement, etc., you'll have a fully vehicle-free pedestrian environment, which is fantastic. But that's going to be, I don't know how many years, 5 or 10 years probably. How are you going to cope in the interim? And is it possible, for example, to get some sort of at least fairly narrow temporary access, maybe a very narrow promenade along the seafront that connects Zishu to M+, maybe some sort of cross connection which might have to move around to suit the phasing of the basement construction. But I just think it would be really nice to have those sort of some sort of interim measures to help people find their way around and connect the various facilities. Thanks. Thank you.
On Andy, Freddy.
Hi. 我有幾個同故宮博物館無關嘅問題想問，要declare。第一就係柯士甸道。而家柯士甸道西已經開通咗啦。咁我留意到呢就柯士甸道西嗰個路面嗰個 road marking 係改過幾次嘅。咁我亦都明白係因為隨住高鐵站唔同期間嗰、那個嗰個開通呢就會有無可避免有一啲道路嘅 road marking 嘅改變。咁但係個 road marking 而家嗰個 quality 呢係就咁油黑咗。咁其實唔知你哋知唔知落雨天其實係反光嘅，咁變咗咧，其實咧，如果作為一個駕駛人士望咧，係分唔到邊個係油黑咗反光嘅白線同一條白線，所以揸車係好危險嘅，係 cut 線 cut 到亂曬龍嘅嗰度。同埋如果你落到去柯士甸道一路落咧，你就會發覺朝頭早八點啊、七點零八點咧，係好多車係違法地泊咗喺柯士甸道，令到嗰個交通擠塞咧係 all the way 一路 tail back 翻去柯士甸道西嘅。咁似乎就冇人去理呢個柯士甸道東，即係德信小學對出嗰度啦，同埋呢一個官涌對出嗰度啦。嗰段舊柯士甸道嗰啲違例嘅泊車嘅問題，而令至到你哋柯士甸道西咧，因為佢又要落車又要上車咧，如果有 tailback 嘅話，其實係好危險。咁我想提出呢點，等你哋注意一下，同埋同有關方面協調一下跟進。咁第二個問題咧就係、是、好多謝 Derek 頭先提供嗰個 connectivity 嗰個概念，即係嗰個簡介啦。但係有一樣比較緊要，即係我覺得對西九成個區最緊要嗰樣嘢就係嗰個西隧個經營權響據報道啦，2023年就會交翻俾政府啦。咁響西隧呢個element 橫跨個西隧口，駁翻過去嗰個 U 字路嘅最篤篤嗰度，嗰度其實而家係有一個馬路，嗰、那個迴旋處有個馬路接駁口噶嘛，即係規劃上其實預咗有一條馬路係飛過嗰個橫跨嗰、那個Pool Plaza 噶啦。咁但係似乎而家都唔覺有人做緊任何嘅前期規劃啊，或者任何諮詢啊，乜乜都冇啊。咁其實如果計翻時間，你2023年係嗰個地嗰個主權回歸翻俾政府嘅話咧，咁其實而家已經差唔多係時候你要開始做所有嘅前期嘅規劃啊、諮詢啊，所有嘅設計階段而家要陸續展開，咁跟住你先判標，跟住你先可以2023年一交還個地俾你，你就即刻判俾個承建商入去就做嗰條接駁嗰條橋噶啦嘛。咁所以呢樣嘢可能有關方面要著緊少少先得，因為呢個係同成個西九嗰、那個嗰、那個流通同埋個 connectivity 係好關鍵嘅一條橋嚟嘅。而家 so far 好似聽唔到有啲咩進展咁，希望有機會我哋可以了解多少少。多謝。
阿 Freddy， 你而家講緊嘅係邊一個位置啊？
而家寫住 M Plus 嗰個字嗰條橋，係啦。
咁我諗呢個議題咧，我想咧就係我哋用 one round 嘅 comments。咁其實仲有其他有冇其他 member 係有意見嘅咧？嚇，阿 PY 好。
啊，主席，其實呢個阿 Freddy 嗰個意見，我喺書面嗰度都提出咗，即係上次 circle， 咁真係要揾人解答啦。咁第二咧，我都提出過個問題，即係自從山竹打風之後，嗰次有個會開過叫康文署介紹下怎樣修復那些海邊那些種樹那些，當時我問了問題，就是西九這裡有一個很大的就是那個樹林那個就是西邊那裡一個空間，就是想問就是誰個能夠就是做一個 example， 就是做得更好，如果康文署做得好，那這裡可以參考它，如果康文署做得不好，那這裡你可不可以做些好東西出來讓它又參考你，就是這個計劃是什麼呢？
阿 Freddy 想補充，
sorry 我補充一句，剛才講漏了那個柯士甸道東和柯士甸道西的問題呢，如果你留意呢，它過了國士道嗰個燈位之後咧，其實係冇乜車嘅，即係換句話講，其實你東西向嗰個流量個 capacity 係有嘅，只不過咧係響柯士甸道東嗰個違例泊車，令到佢由兩條線變咗做一條線嗰一下咧，嗰、那個 tailback 係一路塞翻落去嗰個迴旋處嗰度，而你個迴旋處又咁啱係落咗去之後又上翻嚟啊嘛，咁所以啲人係斜落去，然之後踩油上咧，係其實幾危險嘅嗰個位，咁所以希望有關方面睇睇，同埋真係同有關部門協調一下，甚至你話國士道嗰個燈位嗰個時間係咪有得再 review 下，嚟到疏通下呢個 tailback 嘅問題。
唔該曬，咁啊係啊 Francis 好嘛，跟住 Raymond。
多謝主席，我就好簡單啫。我想，因為我睇呢度咧，之前我喺 email 咧都 comment 過咧，今日呢個佢嗰個車嘅交通咧係一個死結嚟嘅，因為佢所有你都係走翻去即係戲曲中心隔離嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個增順，那個增順啊，唔知點樣可以解決咯，即係要揾啲好聰明嘅人先解決到咯嗰度。咁但係咧，行人嗰度咧，可唔可以Artist Square 咧？而家係啱啱睇到咧，就係有會有一個 propose footbridge 過翻去九龍站咧。其實呢個係好重要。如果係行人嚟講咧，盡快疏散啲人走咧，即係如果係唔係揸車嘅話咧，這個 footbridge 咧，我自己嘅意見就係可唔可以闊啲，就唔好一個普通嘅六米闊嘅 footbridge， 即係稍微闊啲，同埋咧可唔可以快啲去做咧？即係再早啲咧，因為預計好多人會係使用這個就可以疏散得快一啲咯。
多謝主席。身為海濱事務委員會嘅委員咧，我就較為關心嗰、那個海濱長廊嘅發展嘅。因為這個西九區咧個海濱長廊都非常長， 我就希望了解多啲而家嘅發展情況，同埋喺短中長期點樣可以吸引市民，盡早可以利用呢個海濱長廊去欣賞我哋嘅維港海景。多謝。
咁仲有冇其他意見？Paul, you have any comments on this item?
I'm glad I'm in time for this item. So my first comment is that I don't think that anybody expected that four-wheel vehicles would drive around the park. I think it would be a highly and a very unfavorable situation to have that happening. And I just want to make some clarification that there's absolutely no vehicle driving around on the surface other than bicycles. And I hope we can get the clarification confirmed. The second thing, I just arrived through the underground underpasses, and it's disappointing. And maybe that the Harbour Office can give the West Kowloon Cultural District an update on how often and when I've mentioned in this meeting a need for the underground roadworks to be nicely designed, to be a representation of quality, of a point of great arrival in a wonderful district, instead of the absolute minimum that the highway standards are going to provide for us. I mean, it is an utter disappointment. And I've asked this question many times because the roadworks that I just went through are disappointing as an arrival. But what's going to happen in the basement of your own site? And every time I ask, I get a very disappointing response from Duncan Pescott or yourselves. And I just went through this chair in my district where we have the Wong Chuk Hang station. And I welcome anybody to arrive from along Hungip Road at the Wong Chuk Hang station and be impressed by what is the front door of this development, which is a PTI. And Highways Department tells us, well, the standards are sufficient light and sufficient air. Nothing about a great arrival for the people of Hong Kong and the visitors. So it's ugly. And Chair, I don't know, everybody will probably point fingers at each other and say, well, it's his responsibility or his responsibility, his responsibility. But I think that is insufficient as a response. And having just gone through what is the start of what is going to be the underground roads, I hope that the West Kowloon Cultural District, the Highways Department, the Transport Department, the government of Hong Kong is going to make sure that this is going to be fantastic. It's going to look fantastic. It's going to look great instead of what it looks like under the elements when we arrive at the station there and we walk outside from the MTR station into this hell of grey traffic, transport, no colour. And I think it is a really poor situation. And Chair, I hope that we finally is going to get a confirmation. Somebody's going to spend some money on it. And those are my two points.
Okay, 好啦，多謝。咁仲有冇其他委員有意見呢？如果冇咧，我都想講兩點嘅。即係第一點咧，就係即係過往咧，我哋都講過好幾次，就係希望咧西九即係其實即係好似過往星光大道咁樣啦，即係佢有一啲問題，但係最嬲尾得出嚟嘅成果係大家都係好高興見到。其中一個就係嗰個 Marine 嘅 Access Point， 咁而喺呢度咧係有機會我哋可以有一啲 ferry 嘅 services， 有兩個 access 嘅 point， 無論係特別過往即係一啲 event 嘅時候先用啊，定係 regular 有啲 services 啊，咁其實今次即係Kerry 的 policy address 都講過，即其實可以用多啲呢、這個，其實都係點解佢一個 Victoria Harbour。咁希望呢度我都想聽多少少，或者就係、是、即嗰個 progress 係點樣咧？咁第二點咧就係、是、即關於嗰個 autonomous 嗰個 vehicle。咁咧其實呢個咧我自己咧都係去坐過嘅。咁我感覺上咧，其實呢樣嘢咧係大家都係覺得 it's great， it's very innovative， 因為呢一架咧係一架非常之細嘅一架車。咁如果我哋將所有 同埋十分之慢，即係佢人即係三 km 啊，定五 km per hour。而且咧，當我哋啱啱試嘅時候咧，就有啲細路仔喺度踩單車啊，佢根本唔理你，佢已經停咗。甚至乎有兩個人咧，佢係喺度後生仔喺度拍緊拖，佢好 excited， 佢話：可唔可以我哋坐上嚟嚇、啊、感受一下嗰陣時黃昏？咁其實咧，我覺得我哋如果將所有呢啲，譬如有 disability 各樣嘅人都 drive 去地底，而佢哋唔可以喺西九一個咁大，因為呢個都係一個幾大嘅地方嚟嘅，係一個 park 一個好慢嘅一個 shared space， 而行人佢係唔介意大家一齊可以共用一樣嘢嘅時候咧，亦都係我哋即係海濱好想要 promote 嘅一樣嘢。咁我覺得呢樣嘢亦都可以咧，點解即係31號大家去西九嘅時候，亦都可以試一下。睇下點樣，雖然其實我覺得今次可能我哋未必可能會得到一個 consensus 或者即係大家一個整體嘅意見，但我都想咧，亦都鼓勵一下咧，西九咧係去做一啲嘅一啲 study， 譬如其實喺西九而家用緊呢啲 park 嘅人，嗰啲行人其實佢哋介唔介意咧？係嘛？或者其實係用個 autonomous vehicle 嘅人，佢哋會唔會有一啲 concern 各樣嘅嘢咧？咁我哋先可以睇到一個比較即係一個全面啲嘅一個 picture。去 form 一個 opinion 咯，咁但我覺得喺我哋嘅 harbour front 裏面咧，其實係有呢啲唔同嘅 diversity， 亦都可以令到一啲行動唔係好方便嘅人，佢哋可以喺 ground level 去 enjoy 呢個 promenade， 而係可以同其他嘅pedestrians 啊 user 係可以共融嘅話咧，其實我覺得呢個係一個值得鼓勵。咁另外一樣嘢咧，我好想講一講就係咧，其實我哋頭先咧，即係講到 Freddie 頭先講到嗰條橋啦，即係求食或者個行人嘅天橋啦，或者 Paul 頭先講到地底嗰度啦，咁呢啲其實可能咧喺我哋31號咧去西 visit 嘅時候，都希望 member 咧可以親身去睇下，我哋可以真係可以講下到時個感覺係點樣，同埋有啲咩實質嘅意見就可以希望可以改善一到，因為最撈尾一樣嘢都係我哋而家西鐵大家都好 excited 見到。咁、啊、我其實我都試過好幾次啊，我哋拍車其實好幾次都見到啲人咧好 excited。我哋喺高鐵站嗰度點樣可以去到西九咧？哦、啊，原來嗰度都仲未開到。咁其實好多人咧而家係已經係想去戲曲中心，想去睇下。咁呢一個我哋點可以就 go back 翻 to Andy 嗰個 point 啊？亦都係即係頭同埋尾，佢哋相差好遠，或者呢啲 pedestrian footbridge 都好耐。中間你可唔可以都開一啲窄窄地或者點樣嘅海濱長廊各樣嘅嘢，已經有啲人可以即係可以行下或者試下咁去做咧？好嘛？咁麻煩團隊可唔可以回應一下？唔該你。
多謝主席同埋各位委員。咁或者我首先回應幾點，然後再交俾同事尤其是關於一啲比較技術啲同埋交通嗰方面嘅問題嚇。咁、啊、首先我估可能係PY 關於嗰個樹嗰個管理，我可以提一提啦。咁啊，其實之前咧都幾年前咧，我哋其實係有一個苗圃公園同大家介紹過嘅。咁上面就係栽種咗一啲苗樹苗啦。咁啊，好多都成功咁樣長大咗啦。咁、啊、其實而家咧亦都落户去呢、這個我哋嗰個藝術公園入邊嘅嚇，咁、啊、成個過程咧，其實咧我哋都會已經可以睇到有唔同嘅樹種係咪比較邊啲樹種係比較適合西九，邊啲係會有一個好啲嘅設計嘅效果，點樣配合我哋唔同嘅表演，其實咧喺個設計嗰度咧都有俾咗一啲好有用嘅資料嘅，咁我估呢方面咧當然康文署嗰方面佢哋都不停有一個進步嘅，我了解下。咁我哋而家主要嘅工作呢，因為公園逐步已經完成，樹亦都已經去到佢哋嗰個正式嘅位置呢，其實我哋都會用一個電腦嘅系統，一啲地理資訊系統啦，技術上嚟講就係、是、佢會睇返個樹嘅位置啊、樹種啊同埋佢哋生長嘅過程嘅。咁之前譬如山竹嘅吹襲，當然其實對部分嘅樹亦都有影響。咁除咗重置之外咧，我哋都會睇翻佢係換個位置上啊，或者樹種上嘅問題。咁我估咧呢個數據假以時日，佢一路 accumulate 咧，係會幫到我哋去做好成個西九嘅樹嘅管理嘅嚇。咁呢個一點嚇。咁第二點咧，其實係關於嗰、那個我估歸納係嗰個所謂個海濱長廊嗰個發展情況，同埋會唔會有 interim promenade 咧嚇，即係 Andy 提到。咁有少少我哋啲模擬嘅相片，咁就係而家嗰個主要係個藝術公園嗰個情況。咁而家其實咧就係、是、由呢一度即係呢個避風塘嗰邊一路去到呢、九龍站嗰個機場快線嗰、那個通氣樓呢一部分咧，其實咧嗰、那個海濱長廊咧大致完成， 有少少前面呢一部分咧係要到年尾先開得到，咁但係咧我可以話係近期內完成咧就係呢一部分，咁咧成個全長咧大約係1.3公里嚇，咁其實咧已經係成個西九海濱長廊嘅一半以上啦嚇，咁我哋都覺得咧呢個咧係對於即係陸續開放嘅市民亦都享用到。咁啊，同埋呢個藝術公園其他設施嘅配合啊，餐飲設施啊，一啲表演嘅設施嘅配合咧，其實咧，我估可以期待咧，係會好多市民咧，可以係喺嗰度咧，係可以會喜歡嘅。咁但係我估而家有一個問題咧，因為佢附近咧仍然係有多地盤，包括呢個 M 家啦，包括呢個呢個故宮博物館啦，咁其實咧對於佢嗰個通達性咧係有一定嘅影響嘅。咁呢度亦都係我提到，希望可以盡量喺一個呢個中間嘅階段咧，去提高個通達性咧，係輔以呢個無人駕駛個系統咧，我哋呢個試驗計劃咧，咁覺得呢個都係其中一個我哋需要考慮嘅。咁亦都好多謝主席，因為佢都係親身試過啦。咁啊，希望各位委員咧有機會下次嚟到西九咧，即係一月尾嘅時候咧，亦都可以試下呢個系統。咁我相信咧，可能有唔同嘅觀感嘅。佢應該係唔係好似我哋赤鱲角機場嗰一類嘅系統嚇？嗰類咧，佢好多咧，當然係亦都有啲係因為唔係太方便，所以要乘搭啦。但係有好多係趕時間嘅，佢要趕住入閘咁就去用嗰啲系統。咁我哋呢個咧就係一個輔助嘅設施，一定唔係一個趕時間嘅設施，因為佢無人駕駛嘅關係咧，佢安全系數亦都非常之高，咁速度咧亦都係唔會令到會覺得大家係會太有危險嘅情況。咁當然我哋嘅試驗嘅時候咧，亦都會睇翻唔同嘅數據啦。咁頭先主席嘅提議亦都好好嘅，咁一陣間或者我哋專門睇呢個無人駕駛系統嘅同時咧，可以再補充一啲我哋嘅成果。咁其實咧，再會有一啲海濱長廊咧，會連隨呢個 M 家博物館起好，同埋我哋嗰個演藝劇場起好咧，就會再陸續完成。咁啊，會係嚟到呢一度。咁跟住再過咧，就係頭先 Andy 提到啦，就係話我哋個中間嗰部分。咁中間部分咧就啱啱高鐵完成，會交俾我哋嘅地盤啦。咁亦都係頭先CDD 同事提過咧，嗰個松 two 嗰個位置，即係要做一個綜合地庫，同埋入面有一個地底路。咁呢個路嘅設計係咪即係太過標準啊？各樣咧，我估我留翻同事或者 CDD 睇下同事會唔會補充啦，同埋我哋同事去講解我哋嗰個設計嘅標準啦。咁如果喺 Promenade 呢部分咧，其實我哋亦都好認真咁去睇過咧，究竟你中間呢一度咧會唔會有一個 interim， 即係一個短期嘅海濱長廊，可以提升翻我哋東西嘅連接。咁但係其實大家睇到咧，其實嗰個距離都係相當遠嘅，有800米咁遠啦。咁我哋係可以做得到一個 interim promenade 嘅，但係咧，當工程嚟到嘅時候咧，呢個 promenade 亦都無可避免咧，係可能會唔同嘅時間咧會斷開啦，或者咧佢哋嘅 access 咧係唔係太理想。咁另外咧，其實我哋亦都同消防處，因為消防處有一個fireball pier 一個水警輪嘅燈岸設施咧，係喺呢一度嘅。咁呢一方面咧，佢係用緊嘅，咁亦都嗰個遷移嗰個地點咧，亦都未能夠喺短期內可以做得到，咁亦都成為我哋呢個一個好大嘅制約。咁我哋而家都會盡量去睇下咧，會唔會可以改善到東西嘅連接？但係如果靠interim promenade 咧，可能未必一個咁實際嘅方法，因為會阻遲咗成個工程嘅進展啦。咁即係一個 permanent 嘅 promenade 會遲咗啦。咁另外亦都因為佢係一個安全上咧，我哋亦都有顧慮嘅。譬如覺得一個太窄，譬如5米嘅 promenade， 到即係燒煙花或者有其他嘅慶典嘅時候，啲人聚集咗，咁喺散人會唔會一個問題咧？我哋都好關注。咁當然亦都有消防嘅設施，亦都係有關安全嘅問題嘅。咁所以咧我哋係好認真咁睇緊點樣改善東西嘅連接。咁但係 interim promenade 似乎現階段咧，我哋唔可以 commit 到一個做法。咁當然其他嘅辦法，譬如用柯士甸道西嗰啲點樣改善啊，行人嘅接駁通過呢個高鐵嗰、那個之前嗰個廣場點樣改善啊？咁我哋呢個係會加緊去睇嘅。咁我估其他關於路啊，或者頭先Freddy 提過嗰個 Element 上面嗰條天橋接駁啊嘅嘢，我會交翻俾YC 或者
OK， 或者我補充一下其他委員提問的問題。Freddy 剛才講過的西隧上面那條天橋呢，就西隧上面呢是有一條的車路的天橋，如果現在大家在亞翔道頂呢，你都見到那個連接位其實都起了出來的了。咁呢就管理局呢，其實CDD 呢係 entrust 咗俾管理局呢做緊一個 study， 個 study 亦都開始咗㗎啦。咁呢就係有一條嘅連接路呢，就係由西九嘅西面呢係駁翻出去呢係三號幹線。咁同時間呢就係依一條嘅天橋呢亦都要起埋佢。咁呢就呢個 study 就啱啱應該係今年年三月到開始嘅。咁呢就預計呢係因為呢如果做呢個工程呢，我哋即係而家都有進展嘅，我哋同環保署經過呢，呢個係一個EIA 環保要 study 嘅項目嚟㗎，咁所以係一個 full EIA 嘅 study。咁所以我相信好快啦，我哋出年年初呢我哋就需要即係做呢個 study， 會刊即係刊憲或者刊登出嚟呢，公眾人士可以畀意見。咁就到時呢就會有詳細啲資料，究竟條路係點樣駁出嚟，個 scheme 係點樣，分 phase 係點樣。但係即係我想大家留意，因為即係我哋都同西區海底隧道傾過啦，佢哋就係因為有機會影響佢哋嘅運作，因為有兩三條嘅天橋嘅等呢，個裝呢其實起西隧嘅時候，即係二十幾三十年前呢已經係起咗喺地底下面。咁呢就要刪咗某一啲嘅 tolling booth， 然之後將佢 extend 上嚟上面。咁西隧都表明呢係會喺佢嘅franchise 完結之前呢，佢係會反對呢個工程嘅，因為影響佢哋嘅運作。咁所以大家委員可以想像到呢，呢條天橋呢係唔會喺2023年之前呢可以開到工嘅。咁但係我哋係做緊個 study 嘅，咁相信出年年初當我哋有詳細資料要做呢個 full EIA study 嘅時候呢，即係環評嘅報告呢，就大家可以睇到個 scheme 係點樣。咁另外講到有委員呢係提到啊 Francis 提到話嗰條行人天橋呢 ,Artist Square Bridge 係幾闊呢，咁嗰條天橋呢其實個 key， 即係嗰個闊度呢係 7.5 米嘅，比普通天橋係闊好多㗎啦。咁就減除咗兩邊因為需要有啲 planter 啦，即係喺呢個Equibus 嘅時候呢，有啲委員提議呢就應該要有 planter 喺個天橋旁邊。咁所以減除咗每邊有幾百呢，我相信個 clear width 呢都會超過 6.5 嘅。咁呢個就係而家嘅設計嘅闊度。另外就我補充少少關於個 underground road 同埋嗰個無人駕駛車，咁睇下CDD 嘅同事有冇再補充返嗰個路嘅情況。無人駕駛車呢其實我哋係一個試驗階段，都試驗咗差唔多一年啦。咁當然有唔同嘅意見啦，有意見就唔應該喺度行車，但亦都係事實上呢有好多公眾，我哋而家其實行咗差唔多一年㗎啦。咁我哋都有survey 㗎，即係坐過嘅市民呢係開放俾公眾㗎。其實而家大家唔使等下個月㗎，你哋如果係我哋係逢星期三、星期五、星期六、星期日公眾假期都開嘅。咁呢就有六個站啦。咁其實 so far 呢有去到11月尾呢，我哋係統計呢係超過5000個市民呢係坐過㗎啦，已經即係用過呢架車。咁亦都有 survey 呢，大約係 10% 啦，即係我哋係要求，即係希望佢哋喺完咗之後喺網上自己做返個 survey。咁超過 10% 嘅做個 survey 呢，基本上大部分呢係都係覺得係一個好嘅提議，亦都係適合喺當中行駛嘅，佢哋都覺得冇乜問題。咁有啲 comment 呢就係架車可唔可以坐多啲人啊，因為我哋架車係坐得11個人嘅啫。咁有提議話你可唔可以坐多啲人啊，或者係其他嘅關於架車嘅舒適度呢，佢哋有啲 comment 咁樣。咁所以相對地呢係大部分嘅坐過嘅公眾人士呢都係贊成。咁我哋仍然喺個試驗階段嘅，因為呢係有好多問題終於要解決嘅，譬如係嗰、那個係一個moving permit 嘅，因為佢係一架 唔可以當係一架私家車㗎，咁可能即係有啲法例上邊咧，仲要去跟進到，先至可以令到依架車咧係可以行駛，因為尤其是係即係冇人駕駛㗎嘛。咁所以我哋都諗過咧，係喺西九一啲嘅路入邊，譬如嗰條 U-shape 嘅路入嚟嗰條路，喺嗰度行又得唔得咧？咁但係依個都要再去同運輸署傾。咁好多嘅技術上邊法例上面嘅問題咧，仍然係有待解決嘅。咁至於條 underground road 咧，咁就其實第一個 section 比較大家可以睇到究竟個樣係點樣咧，可能就係喺 M 加博物館下邊。咁希望我哋睇一睇喺嚟緊下一個 visit 可唔可以去睇到嗰個實際嗰、那個即係呢一節嘅 public road 係其實係同普通有咩唔同呢，或者係咪好啲呢？咁喺 M 加博物館下面呢就係、是、嗰個入口位。咁而喺 M 加博物館今年出年年尾攞入伙紙，後年開幕嘅時候呢，呢一節嘅路呢亦都會開放㗎啦。咁呢就大家可以睇到嗰、那個路嘅情況。我相信係比一般嘅政府嘅公路會完善少少啦，我只可以講。但係因為個撥款呢係政府嘅分定，所以個 standard 咧基本上係要跟呢個 highway standard， 但係其實個落車啊、drop off 啊、pick up 咧，我哋係有一個 lobby 咧，係啲市民落咗車係可以行入個 lobby， 個 lobby 係 air condition 嘅，咁所以咧係即係係有改善嘅，咁但係到唔到委員心目中嗰、那個情況咧，咁可能大家希望喺下次嘅參觀睇下睇唔睇到那個樣係點樣。咁我大約講到依度。
謝你。咁我諗咧，其實即係尤其頭先你嗰個 survey 嗰啲 result 都幾 helpful， 但係我頭先講咧就係、是、希望而家因為嗰啲係用咗嘅人啊嘛，即係其實係冇用嘅。譬如其他行人啊，佢點睇？同埋我都想再 clarify 一樣嘢，呢、這個係唔收費噶嘛，係嘛？係啦，唔收費嘅。咁另外一樣嘢就係我好希望就係我哋下一次 visit 嘅時候可以去睇到呢個 integrated 嘅嗰個 pavement 啦，同埋咧嗰個 pedestrian bridge 嗰度咧，即係頭先都講到咧，即係除咗佢闊啲咧，其實可唔可以真係早少少去攞錢去做呢件事咧？咁啊，雖然其實我頭先講 one round， 但好似有啲 quick follow up， 可唔可以啊 ？Freddy 跟住阿 Derek 啊，好嘛嚇？
係，多謝主席。我想如果下次去 visit 嘅時候，可能有一點大家可能要注意一下，就係、是、個而家戲曲中心將會開幕啦。咁嗰個作為成個西九文化區同市區連接嘅大門口咧，隔離嗰個消防局其實好硬眼嘅，其實。咁我明白個消防局係好難話一下子搬走啦。我相信大家都有個長遠願景，係揾到個好歸宿俾佢，等佢可以送佢走啦。但係喺呢件事發生之前咧，似乎呢段期間有冇一啲 interim solution 係 beautify 嗰個 building 啊，或者做啲嘢啊，可以等嗰個大門口唔好咁鬼鼠，有嚿嘢喺度咁樣咧。這個希望即係可能已經勾曬咗管理局嘅範圍，這個可能有關方面可唔可以幫下手跟進一下
？Derek 嚇，
唔該主席。其實我有兩點咧都想了解多啲嘅。第一咧就係而家你係有個計劃咧，就喺即係避風塘嗰邊嗰個方向咧，橫跨條行車嘅天橋，接駁咗去九龍站，即係平台嗰個迴旋處位啦。其實我記得喺三四年前咧，即係我都得知有咁嘅構思咧，咁我其實都即係同你都商量過咧，就都希望你哋會喺即係西隧出口嗰度咧，係有一個接駁咧，係往三號幹線嗰度。而家睇你即係頭先解釋咧，你已經係做咗呢樣嘢咧。咁其實喺個舒緩嗰度咧，係即係有咗幫助嘅。即係當時嘅擔心咧，就係你將即係西九，譬如而家故宮啦，或者大日嗰個展覽中心嗰度，或者個表演場館，將啲車咧散場就谷曬上九龍站平台咧。這個對於就算而家呢一刻咧，都喺元芳商場嗰啲公共停車位咧，都係好擠塞嘅。咁如果你嗰個車流係堆曬上嚟嘅咧，我咁不堪設想。咁我都希望你哋而家做緊呢個 survey 之用咧，都希望你 cover 埋九龍站，尤其是平台嗰度啲人流同埋車流啦，即係車流你接上嚟嗰個影響。咁第二咧，你頭先所提即係嗰個連接個海濱長廊咧，去到即係戲曲中心嗰度咧，即係對出 都係講緊消防局有個起卸嘅泊位喺度咧，咁即係而家都有啲局限啦。咁我想問嗰個泊位嗰個範圍咧，係咪即係屬於你哋西港文化區即係本身個範圍啊？定係如果佢又揾唔到即係地方去搬啦，即係而家你所知都未有落腳嘅話咧，咁你哋會唔會有咩嘅方案咧？就係、是即係喺現時個情況咧，係最終嘅係理想安排點樣咧？唔該，主席。
唔該，其實咧，因為運輸署阿 David 都喺度咧，或者都可以啱啱，其實頭先尤其即係柯士甸道嗰啲 road marking 啊，或者西隧，即係佢即係我哋喺嗰條天橋遇到啊各樣嘅問題，其實都可以即係 work closely together， 即係睇下可以點樣可以 help to resolve 嗰個問題。係，唔該。阿 Paul， you have follow up。Raise your hand.
Yes, so the, can we have a better idea about the program for the east-west pedestrian connectivity, especially with Kowloon Park and to this, to this area? I remember from the very, very first moment that we ever discussed West Kowloon Cultural District, it was an issue that was raised. So what is the program for implementation, which then...most likely it relates also to what we do with the Fire Services Department. On the Fire Services Department, Chair, we have recently approved the use of a site just north of the West Kowloon Station. It has always been my impression that that would be providing alternative space for the vehicles now, the Fire Service now using the site just east of the West Kowloon Cultural District. If that's not the case,I'm disappointed that that's not. And then the question is, of course, where is the reprovisioning? And if the reprovisioning can be done temporarily, why is it not temporarily onto the West Kowloon Cultural District site? And then you redevelop the area of the current fire services and then put it all back together with a footbridge. But anyway, a program can be resolve this issue, but it's an old issue. So I'm disappointed to see that there is no answer and no program.A schedule of works of planning that is in progress, and I hope to have some clarity on what is happening there. As far as the promenade along the waterfront, if it's 5 meters and it has to be closed during special events, so be it. But at least there is a 5 meter link at the fire services site. But I don't think we can say, oh, because it can only be 5 meters, therefore we won't have it. I think you have it and close it when there is a risk of overcrowding.Which is what the police does everywhere all the time, so why not here? And that so it can coexist with the fire services pier. I don't see that there is a problem. The fire service pier is little used, it can coexist with a public promenade quite easily, as long as there's an ability to regulate once you have a crowding potential. Chair, I mean, having seen the picture of your autonomous vehicle, I remainthat I think it's a very poor idea. Those with disabilities will have their own mobility devices. Those who don't have the mobility devices and we want to assist them, sure, we can assist them with facilities provided by the cultural district. But to come here and show us the result of a very happy ride by people who enjoyed a car ride for free through the park and say, everybody loves it. Yeah, of course everybody loves it.I think it's a complete nonsense to even present it, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the audience in this room and the intelligence of the public of Hong Kong to suggest that because 99% of people that took a ride, we should have them. I think it's a very silly idea. Sure, I will also tell you it's a nice ride sitting in an electric car without a chauffeur and be all impressed. But once you go through the transport department, all safety devices are installed. I'm going to have a beeping device.Everybody's going to love it, so you're going to have 20,000 of vehicles instead of one, only to be used for somebody who really needs it. So we're just opening the door to a problem. We were promised that there was going to be an underground connectivity providing people easy access between all the facilities. And that would help people that have disabilities or that are in a rush. The rest of the space on the top is supposed to be a park.Not vehicles driving around and we have to step away. Beep, 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 and then step away. I think it's a bad idea that we are, and now you can say it goes slow, Chair, and then it goes slow, and then people will complain that it goes too slow. Already we see some complaints that it goes too slow, and then the speed has to be increased. It's opening the door to a bad idea that needs to be resolved in another way. I know you disagree with me. You've just given compliments to the system. You and I will disagree on this till I'm in my grave. So that's okay. But I mean, I just like to have that very clear on the record.
So this will be in the minutes. So don't worry about that. Okay. So we will, you know, ask the team. 唔該，你可以即係回應一下咧，即係其他頭先提出一啲嗰啲意見係點樣？咁我諗其實今次咧係一個即係我哋交換意見嘅一個平台啦。即係其實你可以即係 seriously consider 我哋即係嘅意見同埋即係背後各樣嘢嘅原因，同埋即係我哋可以睇一睇，即係其實尤其譬如而家呢一個即係消防局啊各樣嘅嘢係咪已經有一個 plan， 係咪可以即係俾多少少資料俾我哋咧嚇？唔該你。
係，多謝各位。我講一講先啦。關於消防局咁啊，亦都有一個咁樣嘅模型睇得到嘅。咁啊講得啱嘅，其實咧就會有部分嘅設施，即係呢個非關鍵設施咧，係會搬去道華路嘅。咁就會包括呢一個 building 同埋前面咧，其實有個 workshop。咁嗰個 workshop 呢個一層嘅建築物咧，其實喺而家咧已經移除咗㗎啦。咁啊，後邊呢一個咧就會喺明年我了解啦嚇，我了解，呢個係政府嗰方面需要核實啦嚇，就係會遷拆嘅。咁咧就所以咧，其實咧呢個西九東邊嘅入口雖然仍然有消防局喺度，未必係最理想嘅情況。咁但係咧，其實亦都已經係大致係開通嘅嚇，即係呢一個係一個叫我哋嗰個叫林蔭大道嘅部分嘅寬度咧，其實係已經容許咗喺度。咁啊喺呢一部分 workshop 嘅部分咧，喺起工開幕嘅時候咧，亦都會有一啲temporary open space 嘅設施擺喺度嘅嚇。咁啊，當呢個拆埋咧，就係會通到呢一個通道。咁啊，會再有一個比較詳細啲嘅設計咧，去睇下短中期同埋點樣配合最終個發展。咁最終咧，我哋仍然係假設咧消防局會搬遷。咁當然係呢個係會係一個好艱巨嘅問題。咁另外其實Paul 亦都提過，咁Derek 洪生亦都提過咧，就係呢個消防船嘅泊位嘅問題。佢大致嘅位置喺呢度，呢張唔係好清楚，睇翻呢度啦。佢個泊位咧，呢個大家比較直啲，呢度咧就係佢嘅泊位。咁但係佢嘅範圍咧係大啲嘅，佢一啲設施係需要泊車啊、上落嗰啲設備啊咁樣嘅嚇，大啲嘅。咁呢一度咧就唔係呢個。有好多時會誤會咗呢一個係消防設施，呢個唔係，呢個係海事設施嚟嘅，係一個breakwater， 就喺西九嘅範圍以外嘅嚇。咁如果講翻西九範圍以內咧，就呢個部分咧，如果佢真係搬唔到點樣咧？咁其實當然我哋希望係可以搬到，因為其實咧都我了解咧政府都好著緊去睇下有冇適合嘅設施。咁啊，都會有少少時間可以配合得到。咁但係如果最終佢真係搬唔到咧，其實亦都Paul 嘅提議咧，我哋都會努力去做咧，就係話所謂 co-use， 即係因為佢嘅上落咧，即係嗰個消防船嘅上落咧，唔係每日做嘅。咁啊，去做嘅時候，我哋可唔可以有啲管理上嘅安排啊？等佢可以做到，而喺平時仍然係可以大致俾市民作為 common room 享用咧。咁呢個係如果佢搬唔到底下嘅一個理想情況。咁啊，我哋會係同消防處繼續商討呢方面嘅方向。咁而個設計上咧，我哋仍然係假設去搬到嘅，即係暫時仍然係咁樣。咁啊，消防嚇位咁啊。關於九龍公園嗰個連接咧，其實咧就因為消防局呢個主體呢一個部分咧未能夠搬遷咧，其實喺我哋嗰個發展藍圖上面接駁去九龍公園嗰條永久天橋咧，係暫時係未能夠開展。咁但係咧作為一個其實唔係替代嘅，係一個可能暫時會幫到呢一個去九龍公園嘅接駁咧，其實咧喺呢個中港城碼頭咧，我哋係會有一個天橋咧係駁翻入。海濱長廊呢一個位嘅，咁中港城本身亦都會自己喺佢嘅平台咧，係通到去呢邊咧，有條天橋咧係駁到去九龍公園。咁當然未必係太理想嚇，會迂迴咗，亦都係會經過咗中港城。咁但係咧就係話喺消防局未 搬嚟呢一個位置之前咧，係一個暫時嘅方案，係可以希望嗰個係東邊嚟到西九嘅接駁仍然可以大致可以做得到嚇。我想睇下同事有冇補充嚇，有冇補充嚇？
係咁，或者我回應翻有關委員問呢個藝術廣場天橋嗰個進度啦。咁其實我哋依家預計咧，就喺明年嘅第一或者第二季啦，就上立法會嗰度申請撥款咁樣。咁如果係真係順利嘅話咧，我哋希望出年可以開工啦。咁除此以外咧，其實我哋都好關注真係或者想爭取啦，呢條天橋咧可以盡早係完成嘅。咁所以咧，其實喺今年嘅七月啦，有部分嘅前期工程咧已經係做緊嘅，即係已經係開始緊，即係喺地下下邊嗰啲咧，其實已經有啲嘢係做緊。咁所以我哋亦都希望真係可以喺個設計或者喺個即係興建當中咧個年期可以縮短啦，咁令到咧可以配合到即係將來藝術廣場嘅commissioning 嘅。
咁PY 你有好緊要嘅嘢？
有啲嘢唔好明啊，即係想。可唔可以澄清一下？我睇下個文件，呢個 C04 啊，嗰張文件，咁有兩張圖，一個附件八，一個附件九，即係剛才大家講，即係有個地下嘅行車道綜合地庫嚇，咁附件九嗰個橙色，即係話松凸，即係第二區。咁條路又話大家去睇下又知道啊，都其實都幾好啊，唔差啊咁啊。咁但係即係附件八嗰度咧，就即係嗰條路咧，就用嗰個綠色線去畫，即係兩頭啊通曬嘅，即係西邊又接到去 U 型道啊，第日仲有條而家猛追問嗰條天橋跨過嗰個隧道啊咁樣啊。咁啊，嗰個梗係冇啦，咁講。咁啊，東邊嗰個又經過個消防局嗰個地方咧，又話好難喐嘅，即係想美化都唔知幾耐。咁仲要打通喺個地底通條路上翻廣東道。咁咪即係話喺好長嘅未來咧，即係都係得附件九，即係橙色嗰度喎。即係一個掘頭，兩頭都東邊左右都唔通喎，係嘛？即係冚埋喺柯士甸道西嗰度一落就落個地庫一個大嘅圓氹墩，係咪真係咁啊？即係我係想知呢樣嘢。
咁我估其實佢嘅理解都冇錯㗎啦。咁樣講，咁咧其實另外一樣嘢咧，我就覺得如果即係其實我哋提出咗呢啲意見啦，即係尤其咧可以，我覺得再翻去再諗一諗，即係我哋喺尤其1月31日再交換意見嘅時候再。想一想其實可不可以真的做到那個 interim 的 promenade 可以即解決到這個東西的連貫，還有那些 autonomous vehicle 呢就沒有 on 的，就不會哔哔叫人動的，它就會停的。即其實呢很多東西我們是需要大家呢去即了解去看一看那個事實，好嗎？如果是這樣，我們就1月31日我們就去西九，我就想 conclude 這個 item 了，好嗎？
Just, I hope we can get from the fire service department an update on their program for the relocation of this fire services station. I think we need clarity exactly what is being done, when is it being done, and it got to be a very clear program, and it got to be from the fire service department, because obviously West Kowloon can't give us the answers.
Okay, thank you. 咁如果呢件事咧，就可唔可以 Harbour Office 係啦，遲啲就separately 同呢個消防處去 follow up 好嘛 ？Thank you, thank you very much. Okay.